Since Massachusetts evictions ban went into effect in April, renters are supposed to be protected from evictions. But an investigation by WBUR has found some landlords are taking matters into their own hands, threatening tenants, badgering them to pay or leave, sometimes calling law enforcement. WBUR's Simone Rios looked at evictions attempted in spite of the prohibition. He brings us this report, starting in Lynn.
This summer, when the pipes burst in the triple-decker apartment where Rogelio Gonzalez lives, it destroyed his bedroom furniture. And then it happened again. That wasn't the only problem he and his family faced. Cockroaches invaded the apartment, and the family couldn't sleep because of a bedbug infestation. So Gonzalez started withholding the rent in July.
Entonces ahí empezó este problema. Que hablamos con él.
That's when the problem with the landlord started, he says. We wanted him to pay for our bed and fix the pipes, and he said, no, you're out of here in 2 weeks. Either you leave or I'll call immigration on you. Housing experts say the landlord's actions, as recounted by Gonzalez, are illegal. One, he gave the family a 2-week notice to quit the apartment in late August. That's banned under the moratorium. Two, the notice appeared to be in retaliation for Gonzalez withholding rent. And three, in Massachusetts, it's illegal to threaten to call immigration on someone for asserting their rights. Attorney General Maura Healy says immigrants are particularly vulnerable.
We hear about landlords threatening to change locks on people, reporting tenants to ICE, threatening to evict people following a positive COVID test.
Healy's office has received more than 200 complaints regarding violations of the moratorium. WBUR interviewed tenants in Lynn, Chelsea, East Boston, and Framingham. We found a woman whose landlord reported her to the police for trespassing, another landlord who changed the locks on his tenant, and a man so badgered to move after losing his job at a fish plant that he decided to leave rather than fight the landlord. A Lynn resident named Mercedes has been fighting cancer for years, and she lost her job because of the pandemic. We're using her first name only because she fears retaliation by her landlord, who's been pressuring her to get out because she can't pay the rent. Mercedes says her landlord has been sending texts demanding money and making her feel like her every move is being scrutinized. Her biggest problem now isn't her stage 4 cancer, she says. It's having a place to live. The moratorium started 6 months ago, and it ends Saturday. As many as 60,000 Massachusetts renters could be in danger of imminent eviction, according to the Census Bureau. A WBUR analysis of pending evictions in the Boston area found poorer parts of Roxbury, Dorchester, Revere, and Chelsea could be among the hardest hit when the moratorium ends. But the tenants in this story are not in any official count of pending evictions. A federal eviction ban will continue through December, but it offers less protections to tenants like Rogelio Gonzalez of Lynn.
What are we doing? ICE attack!
Stand up, fight!
On the morning of October 5th, ICE agents appeared at Gonzalez's apartment and shackled him outside. Dozens of activists came to the scene demanding that he be released. Isaac Simon Hodes was one of the first to arrive.
So as far as we know, ICE arrested this man outside of his home. They've got him locked in a truck right now with unmarked, with no plate in the front.
Sitting on the steps in front of the house was the 13-year-old daughter of Gonzalez's partner.
She's here with us. She's in tears. She's extremely distraught.
ICE eventually released Gonzalez in front of the crowd. Less than an hour later, his landlord, Shi Ling Wang, appeared at the house. I asked him about his tenant.
Yeah, did you call ICE on?
No. Because the ICE, we're not here, you know. Yeah.
Because your tenant said you threatened to call ICE, and then ICE came and no, you did not.
No. I'm busy enough.
Gonzalez says getting detained by ICE is a trauma that he wouldn't wish on anybody.
Sí, me enojé porque de verdad mi mente pasó muchas cosas que pensando que él había sido.
Gonzalez says he doesn't know for sure if it was his landlord who called ICE, but he's angry the landlord threatened to do so. I'm not hurting anyone, he says. All I did was stand up for my rights as a tenant. Now Gonzalez is on the radar of immigration authorities, and he has to report to them in the days to come. And like so many renters struggling to stay above water during this pandemic, Gonzalez worries about where his family will live when the bans on evictions are no longer in place. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.